Over the last several years, the city has instituted several pilot programs to encourage employees of Old Town to take public transit to work. One was an incentive program that gave a cash prize for riding the bus. The other was a dedicated late-night shuttle. The result? Low participation and little success. In the parking world, studies show that adding more parking only compounds the problems of congestion and the if-you-build-it-they-will-come syndrome, worsening the bottleneck in Old Town. Results from a year-long study were presented to City Council on Thursday night and recommendations made to fix the problem. The study showed that employees take up an estimated 70% of the parking in Old Town, so when visitors who support the businesses where employees work come to park, as Blake Fonsbeck, the city's transit director, explains, they don't find a space.
Ultimately, we need customers to be able to have places to park. But we also need employees to be able to have some places to park at some times and be able to make better decisions and better places to be able to do that as well. And then also just the traffic, adding, just building more parking or doing those kind of things does not necessarily fit in with our transportation master plan and the things that we're really trying to accomplish here.
The solution involves charging for parking in the areas that are currently free to park, but it's not all that bad, as Phil Olmsted of the transportation firm Nelson & Nygaard explains. It gives people a choice about when and where to park. It's called on-demand parking management.
This plan, above all, is trying to give and balance those trade-offs and give employees options. So if they want to drive, they can still do that. But if they want to take another mode, let's make it as easy and financially beneficial as possible. And we don't have to get every employee on bikes, but walking or taking transit. If we can get 5, 10, or 15% of employees to shift some of their trips, we can really have some significant impacts on parking availability and congestion in your downtown.
The specific concept would be for employees to have a card to pay for parking when they need to drive and park in places like China Bridge, which would have an automated gate. But there would be financial rewards for the times that employees park away from Old Town and ride the bus. They would then get bonus points on that card.
So actually using parking revenue to basically pay employees not to drive to downtown. So this would be managed by a smart card account. So if you take transit, bike, or walk, or park in a remote facility, you would get a credit towards your account. And you could then use that account to pay for parking on the days that you do decide to drive.
Also, Olmsted recommends making parking on Main Street and in other lots less expensive in non-peak times, even free during some times of the year or the day when there's plenty of parking available. For offices in Old Town, whose employees typically park during the day when there's plenty of parking, it could cost even less than it does currently for purchasing the annual permits. Overall, it's about smart parking and about choosing when you can ride the bus and when it makes sense to drive and park. And more automated systems will allow people to make better choices. Park City Council member Tim Henney expressed optimism.
I think this program somewhat sells itself. And some of the questions I've had from various people and that we've heard over the course of the last 2 years has been, what about office use? We're discouraging office use by charging for parking. Well, this addresses that. And shouldn't we have free parking when we have no demand for parking? Right. This addresses that. The needs of the employees, this addresses that. It's very clear, and it addresses all the concerns that I've heard.
Councilmember Becca Gerber, who served as an advisor during the study, said this is a good solution.
I'm really excited that you have a comprehensive employee program that includes parking, free parking opportunities, reduced parking opportunities and discounts, and that kind of can act as an incentive for people who do have to drive to park in areas that are better for employees to park at, but not act as a punishment. And then one of the things I'm really excited to see is the consistency of an employee shuttle that is safe, that is well lit, and that runs a continuous route, an express route.
The city council made no decision about the proposals in the parking studies, but once they do, changes could be seen as soon as next winter. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.